92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. You might as well jump. You know what it makes me think of? It makes me think of Jack Russell Terriers jumping. Yeah, and the reason I'm thinking about dogs is because guess who's in the house with me? Dr. Mark Sprayberry is here, and this is our Pet Talk with Dr. Mark. It's all about sit, stay, and listen. And this is in behalf of the Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare. Good morning to you, Doc.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, everyone. It's good to be here.
Boy, how's what a everything? Beautiful spring day.
I know. It's starting to get summertime.
I love it. I love it so much. It's just fabulous. Yeah. And now you were talking a bit about we've got folks going on vacation now. We've got a lot of things to talk about this week because the seasons are changing. Dog and cat allergies are probably an issue coming up. Then you have thunderstorms, right. Behavioral things, boarding for vacation.
We have all the fun stuff in Florida.
There's a lot going on right now for people that are pet owners.
Yeah, we have a lot going on. And, Meg, you're right. It's people are starting to go on vacation. Kids are getting out of school, graduations and things, and getting busy. I've been in a veterinarian for 31 years.
Talk about your place. Olive Branch Pet Hospital, and a little bit about your background, because some folks may not have heard you before.
Well, I've been a veterinarian since 1995. I graduated University of Florida. It's 31 years. I've been in Pensacola for 25.
Wow.
Coming up. And so I am a privately owned office. I'm not corporately owned like a lot of the clinics in town these days. And we are personal, and we try to keep it very personal and small in that we give people a lot of time. The majority of my referrals come as if they have some type of cancer. And when these other hospitals don't want to deal with it because it takes time. You have to have plenty of time to deal with things like that. Or something they just can't seem to get a diagnosis.
Right.
And so, which takes time. And so people get a lot of time with me, and that's what they love. And so I believe that there's something to be said for, when I say keep it small, what I mean by that, we give people plenty of time. I'm not just going to be rushed through everything like a lot of clinics that just do shots and things like that. And we do all that too, but we try to focus on the more difficult things to diagnose and uncommon stuff.
And so, from the many things that you said being on the show, you remind me, and don't take this in the wrong way, but the old-fashioned vet that will sit down and really is concerned about the life of your pet, not just, okay, we get the shot this year and we're checking off the boxes. But it sounds to me, and from people have told me that go to you, that you take the time to really kind of get to know the animal.
I do, and the family. I mean, I generally,
because it's a whole approach, right?
Yeah, I tell people, when we were in vet school at Florida, and all vet schools I'm sure do this, you have to let people know we're in the people business. We are not in the pet business.
Mm-hmm.
The pets are why people come to us.
Right.
And I was talking to Dr. Rob Schick, is a boarded dermatologist in this town, and he's been doing it for about 40 years. And actually, we were on dinner last night and just catching up because we're buddies too.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I've told these young people, I've never seen a golden retriever drive themselves to the office and have their own credit card. There's a lot of young people will say, well, I just want to treat. I don't want to deal with anybody. I just want to treat it. And I said, well, they're the ones who have the credit card.
You better be.
So ultimately, we are in the – so I do care a lot about people, and I try to get to know them. And I have generational people. 25 years ago, I was seeing grandparents. Then I see the parents. Now I'm seeing the kids.
And right.
So it's a wonderful thing.
It's family.
It is.
The pets are our family.
And our office is like that. And we're going to take really good care of you. So we'd love to see you if you're having any problems or any
concerns. Where are you located, and how can people find you on the internet, that kind of thing?
Well, I'm across from Bailey's Farmers Market. It's 4220 North Davis Highway. My sign says Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay, and there's a dog and cat cartoon sign. Now, next door to me is another veterinarian that's been there a long time. He's in a white building, concrete block building. That is not me. I'm in a little bit more updated, I have a tin copper top roof over my reception.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4.2 acres, about 13,000 square
feet. That's a lot of space.
Yeah.
And that's for the boarding,
well,
right?
Part of it, yeah. Mm-hmm. 5,000 of that is the clinic, too. So we have plenty of space. I do have a friend of mine out of New Orleans Dr. Alan Rath that comes over every couple of weeks and does some ultrasounds. He is boarded in emergency and critical care medicine. So a lot of this cancer stuff and whatnot, Meg, we see, I have to have advanced imaging, and he comes over with ultrasound. Of course, Alan's available to me, you know, I hate to say it, 24/7.
Right.
I mean, if he doesn't immediately respond to me, I'm start, oh God, what's happened to him? Is he okay?
No.
So we're set up to handle a lot more difficult things than most average clinics and things. As far as a play and stand daycare, again, we've been doing it for a long, long time. I am the only facility this size that I am on location.
Mm-hmm.
I am standing there on location.
Which is great.
Yeah. A lot of these other boarding facilities and things that have popped up that are franchises and corporate, you know, there's no veterinarian.
Mm.
And, you know, every now and then, you know, somebody will get into something and they get into it, you know, with me, I'm 1 minute away.
Which is great and
yes,
very important.
It is. And, or they get sick or they're having, you know, say they start having some heart problems or some exhaustion or something. You know, I'm right there to deal with it. Whereas I had a friend of mine that was, had their pet at one of these places and the dog had a seizure. Now, we didn't know the dog had seizures and it was a new thing. It's the first one the dog ever had. So by the time my friend, you know, she taught school, got somebody to cover her class and then get to the facility where she was at and then get the dog to me, it was an hour and the dog's temp was 106.
Oh no.
Now I was able to save the dog because I went home that night, took the dog home with me and I made my wife Kim sleep on the couch and I put the dog, her name is Kiko, in the bed with me, and I had a cord. So every time that dog twitched, I'd give it a little dose of Valium, you know, to break the seizure.
Aww.
That dog ended up living 3 or 4 more years, and it was like 10 or 12. Anyway, so.
I think that's going above and beyond.
Well, yeah. I mean,
that's
honestly.
That's pretty dedicated.
Yeah. I mean, my everything I have is paid for. I do this, you know, I do have to pay my staff, but I do it for the love of the pet and the people, and it's part of my ministry as a Christian to do that, and that's what I love to do, and that's a talent God gave me, so I'm trying to do what I need to do and do the right thing.
Well, so, that's what we love about you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And you know what? This is the time to ask him a question. If you've got a pet, a cat, dog, that you are, got some little thing that's going on with them, and you're wondering, man, I don't know if I'm going to take him in or not, or should I call... This is what this show is all about. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, and Dr. Mark Sprayberry is an expert. So text in that question. There are no dumb questions. I mean, we've seen quite a few that have been very interesting.
Yes.
All you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. So my question would be, it's springtime, and as a pet owner, dog or cat, what should I be on the lookout for, and what can I do to help my dog or cat weather this allergy season and as we come into this, we start having storms, and you'll find out whether your dog or cat has anxiety. You know, all these different things that happen this time of year.
Yeah, well, I mean, the allergy season's still going. I've noticed that it has gotten better. I'm not doing as many allergy injections, but it is still going. As we get into June, I think that's when hurricane season starts, I believe, or June
1st.
June, is that what? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And so one thing I always recommend is make sure your pet is microchipped. We've had two come in this week. Well, one last week, one this week that had a microchip, but they had not registered the pet.
That is very common, apparently. I hear that from all of our rescues. And by the way, May is National Chip Your Pet Month.
Yes.
So now is the time. And there's lots, if you pay attention, there's so many different groups that are doing that. Because, of course, I know you provide that service.
Yes.
But some of the rescues do as
well.
Of course. But the big key is register. And then if you move... Update it.
Yeah. Here's the thing I tell people, Meg, is to always register it to the clinic or your veterinarian's office.
That's smart.
Because probably that's not going to change, you know. And then, because we've had them come in where the people have moved, but we knew the pet.
Right.
And, you know, their address was different, but we had their phone number was still the same.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You know,
no,
usually you don't change your phone.
Yeah.
So we've been able to, locate, and they say, oh my goodness, you know, they ran off in the storm the other day and we haven't been able to find him, blah, blah, blah. So it's really a good thing. The other thing is, you know, the heat coming, you know, obviously I think everybody knows this, don't leave your pet in a car, a hot car or a car.
I saw somebody this past weekend and I just, oh gosh.
Well, it's just one of those things. It's a tragedy, and it's something that's hard to you're going to have a hard time getting over it if you ever get over it.
Mm-hmm.
If you do something like that, also older pets too. I've had this a couple of times is where they fall in the pool and drown too. So you got to make sure as your peg gets older, maybe they're not seeing as well. If they have heart issues, you certainly just, I just tell people, don't let them out there by themselves when they get there. You know, we're seeing a lot of dementia in pets too.
Really?
Yes. And they'll go in, they get lost in the house they've grown up in. They'll go outside, can't find their way in, certain things like that. So as our pets age, you're kind of getting, they're getting more human, Meg.
I was going to say, I have not heard of this before of dementia with pets. I mean, it makes sense.
Uh-huh. It's called cognitive dysfunction syndrome. And there's a science that makes a food that helps with that type issue.
Mm-hmm.
And
I add that to my cereal?
Yeah, I need it. Mine too. I mean, yeah. I walk out of the exam room and go to have one of my nurses get something, and I say, I have no idea why I came in here.
Oh, don't even start
I got
on
this,
that.
I got these great girls that work for me, and they just, I'll say, I need and they already know what it is.
That's good. Well, and part of that, too, is, we're taking better care of our pets these days.
Yeah.
We used to, I hate to say it, but people kept them outdoors. They had dog houses outside,
right.
And now they're indoors, and they're getting best food and best care.
And they're living longer. Yeah, going back to the point you made, if you're having a problem, bring them in. I had a pet come in this week that I actually operated on yesterday that just wasn't feeling good. Its gums had gotten kind of pale, and it was anemic. Its platelets were low, and so I x-rayed him. It had a big splenic mass. So we took we took it to surgery. It wasn't a good result. We took it to surgery yesterday, and the spleen was just a big, huge tumor.
Oh,
it had
goodness.
Ruptured and was bleeding everywhere, and that's why the dog was anemic. But I had not seen the dog in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was a 9-year-old, kind of a border collie type mix. So when they get about 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, those type breeds, golden retrievers, are big ones for this labs. They tend to like to get stuff in their spleens.
Interesting.
And so, and if it's something like a hematoma or something benign, you can get it out and it's the end of the problem. But this poor dog named JoJo had a hemangiosarcoma, which is awful. It had, of course, it was bleeding, so now it's all over the abdomen. So we ended up, that was a euthanasia on the operating room table. So it was a tough day yesterday in that regard. But if these people would have brought the dog in, like twice a year, like we try to see our pets, our patients.
Especially when they're older.
Yes. My doctor says I have to come in twice a year now. And it's interesting, you go in there and the form says, how many times have you fallen this year? Well, I'm not going to tell him anything because she's going to get, my doctor is my friend.
Right.
She's going to start lecturing me about it. But don't do that with your pets. Tell
right.
me the truth and you come
yes.
to see me.
Tell them the truth. Tell them the truth. I love it.
But as far as boarding and stuff, guys, there's a lot of places out there. We'd love to see you at our place. Mm-hmm. I'm there 24/7 basically. And we take care of pets that have health issues. You have medications, anything like that. We take care of them. When you sign in, if you're not my patient, just let them know what's going on. And we are on alert to watch. We have a big facility, so we have plenty of room for them to run around and play. With our facility, a lot of these facilities that are cropped up that are franchise, corporate, they only take pets that are very, extremely well-behaved. And then they let them run around all together, which is fine. But with us, we have a lot of pets that nobody will take because they have issues. So my daycare is basically a psych ward with my pets going there as well. And all of our staff, my staff's pets. And so but the good thing about that is they get along with everybody. So what we'll do is say you have a pet that's just really anxious.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes they have an issue. I mean, like you said, they have issues or they've had experiences that maybe they weren't brought up in a safe environment. So they're still very skittish.
Yeah, a lot of rescues. Mm-hmm. You never know what happened to them.
Right.
6 weeks to 12 weeks is the most important time in a dog's pet, in a pet's life, a dog's life.
Mm-hmm.
And if they've had any negative or any kind of traumatic thing, they're like elephants. They remember it forever.
Right.
So when they come in to see us, we have pets there, a lot of staff dogs that get along with everybody. So we just put them with them.
Aww.
And we watch them. And the girls that act there know what to look for if there's issues and stuff. So, and once they start coming, they come a couple of days a week, then, a lot of their behaviors at home get better.
Mm-hmm, because they've been socializing.
We're wearing them out.
Mm-hmm.
The owners say, we drive up, they hop out of the car, run in, and when we come back to pick them up, they don't want to get in the car and come home.
They're wore out.
Exactly. And they're having a good time.
Oh, love it.
So it's been, so we have really good price. We have the best prices in town. We have the experience. We have the facility. We have the size. We are not like anything else in town.
Okay. So if you decide that you're going on vacation, perhaps this summer, you're going away for Memorial Day weekend, I would imagine now is the time to make that reservation.
Yes. We get really busy during those times.
But, do you give tours to people that just want to check it out?
Absolutely. Oh, of course. Absolutely.
And if I am trying to shop around to find a good place to board my pet, maybe it's a new dog in the family or a new cat, what should I be looking for safety-wise and just cleanliness-wise? Because I really wouldn't know, especially as a new pet owner.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. I'm impeccable about cleanliness. And I want it because dogs, different backgrounds come in there. And they may not have anything contagious, but, you know, they came in there and, you know, maybe they hadn't had a bath in a couple of weeks by the owner a month. Mm-hmm. And they come in, I mean, you know, they can have things. So we really try to keep the facility impeccably clean because that's for the health of the pet mainly.
Right.
But also I want it to look nice as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then having enough staff to handle a large number of dogs is another thing. Second and third thing is, you know, they all know how to do CPR if something like that ever happened.
Right.
I'm in the building next door. Mm-hmm. It's detached, but I'm in the building. I'm in my clinic. The Plainstay complex is to the rear.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a great manager. Zuzeth is the manager. And all the girls that work with me have a lot of experience.
That makes a difference.
And they love what they do. So they'll get them out and play with them. They'll read them bedtime stories and give them a cookie. You know,
can I stay there?
Yeah, I know it. And so you can go on TikTok and all the social medias, and you can check us out. And it's a lot of fun. They have a big time back there.
Mm-hmm. I love the activities that you've told me about that y'all do with the
dogs. Yeah, they have apple bobbing. They have Chase the leprechaun.
<I'm just
laughs> you know, kissing booth at Valentine's.
I love it. I just love it.
It's all that kind of stuff.
Which is great.
And we have plenty of things for them to do. So it's always something going on back there. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, we're talking with Dr. Mark Sprayberry. Sit, stay, and listen with Olive Branch Pet Hospital and the Plainstay Boarding and Daycare. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. But now would be the time to give you a call. How do they reach you?
Well, they can call the office. It's 850-477-2901. They can look up Olive Branch Pet, .com and, you know, in the social media and stuff.
Okay.
And you'll dial in and you can talk to the clinic, you can dial to the Plainstay. The daycare is part of the Plainstay. It's a separate building, but it's part of the Plainstay. But we'd love to see you and come in and see if you have a health problem that the pet's not seeming to get over or having problems with.
Don't delay.
And especially if it's a mass or a tumor or something like that. I have someone come from California. They're moving here, but they want to continue the chemo. Now, we do chemo for Auburn and Florida and Mississippi State some, you know, because people like to go over there every week for a week or two or three, 4 weeks, whatever the protocol is. So we do that, too. And somebody, recently come in, call me and say, can you do the chemo for me? I'm leaving from California. And we do that. We've done some California folks. We get people from all over the state to come to me for some immunotherapy and whatnot.
Well, I imagine that's very costly. And somebody just texted in, can you talk about pet insurance? Is it worth it?
That is a very, very good question.
Because when you're talking about chemo now, you're talking about an expensive treatment.
It is. I mean, I will tell you this. Lymphoma is one of the most common things we treat.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first four weeks, it's about, depending on the size of the dog, it's about $400 a week because I have to do, you know, blood work, the injections, you have to watch them. And they can do very, very well. And then after that, it's every 3 weeks long term after that. So it'll hit you for, you know, a couple of grand, $2,500. I did some for Auburn once, and I think this dog lived a little bit more than a year and a half. And I think the gentleman told me it was about $5,000 is what it ended up being.
Mm.
Now, he had gone to Auburn for a couple of treatments. He had to go up there, but I did just the everyday mundane chemo, and then I'd report back to the oncologist. So it can be. As far as pet insurance is concerned, there's a lot of things, a lot of ones out there. It's kind of like any insurance, you know. The more you pay for it, the less you pay out of pocket. And there's no one particular company I recommend. We don't see a whole lot of it, but we do see it occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a pet like an English bulldog. Now,
I know a lot about those.
I'm not hating on bulldogs. I'll just say I love the personality.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care for the package.
Yeah, right.
Okay, it comes
a lot
in.
Of issues.
Yeah, well, I do a lot of plastic surgery on these foals and noses and eyes, all that. But if you've got a dog like that, that's going to have a lot of problems. It's probably not a bad idea. I'd say veterinary medicine in the past 3 or 4 or 5 years has gotten really expensive since COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of expensive to operate. It's expensive to pay your staff. And
I
all
noticed it with my dog.
Yes, yes. So I've got people that are on it, and the ones that are on it that have problems,
mm-hmm.
well, thank God they had it.
Right, you know? That's right.
But generally, the most money I tell people, Meg, the most money you spend on a pet is in the first 6 months
mm-hmm.
and in the last 6 months of their life.
Because
you know, the first 6 months, you got to go and get shots, and you got to get them fixed. And then the last 6 months, are usually you're dealing with some type of cancer or something
right,
like that.
Right, okay. So I guess just do the research and check it out and see what would work for you.
Yeah, I think it's coming,
mm-hmm.
okay? I try to keep my prices really fair, and I can do that because I'm paid off and I'm a private owner.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was at a meeting not long ago, and one of the guys up there was talking about corporate versus private. And he said, you know, and he had owned a clinic, he had sold a corporate. And he says, the first thing I tell people to do now is when you walk in there, ask them if they're corporate. And this is, I'm quoting what he said, if they say they're corporate, say thank you and walk out.
Ooh,
because
okay.
the price difference is huge.
Because
it's all about private equity paying stockholders and all
sure,
the money.
Sure, of course.
So if you don't know if your vet's is private or corporate, I would ask them next time.
That's a good question.
I'm just trying to...
Yeah.
You know, watch for people and save people money because it's kind of crazy what it's cost to do.
Okay. This is Pep Talk. We're talking with Sit, Stay, and Listen, Dr. Mark Sprayberry. Kind of wrapping things up here, just a few minutes left. Allergy season, what can we
better.
Do to help our pets? You said it seems to be getting a little bit better.
It does, not as much pollen on your car and stuff. I was talking to Rob about this last night at dinner, who's the boarded dermatologist.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob said, you know, you cannot rinse an itchy pet enough.
I know. Humans are that way too, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, not really. I mean, most people take a shower every day. I mean, you're basically doing it yourself.
Yeah.
Just put the dog in there with you.
I'm sure it's a good
job. But, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. There's three things that cause itching in Florida real quick, Meg. It's fleas, mm-hmm. food, and Florida.
Florida. Okay.
So,
there you go.
So make sure on good heartworm flea control usually mm-hmm. comes in one pill these days. Food allergies, 67% of dogs who have food allergies is chicken, beef, wheat, and milk, like milk buns, and which I had no idea. You know, I didn't realize there's actually milk in milk buns.
There is?
A dermatologist. Rob said,
there is?
Yes, I had no idea.
I hadn't even
thought that. I mean, you know.
When you come back now, we're going to do a whole show about that. Because I did not know that.
You know, I can't admit this because at 31 years, I don't have to prove whether I'm smart or stupid
oh
or not.
My
I
gosh.
Think we all have those lapses and moments that we, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I've been around a while. I've heard that before. Never occurred to me.
And then Florida's, you know, your grass, pollen trees, something's blooming all the time.
Yeah.
So, and all. But back to the insurance. I mean, I would recommend if you get a really high dollar dog
mm-hmm.
and something that's known for problems, it probably behooves you to get it. Now, I have little pet plans at my office that you pay a little bit on a credit card once a month.
Mm-hmm.
So it spreads out the expense.
Kind of like a maintenance.
Yeah. Well, it covers all the vaccines.
Oh.
All their heartworm and flea prevention for a year.
Oh, that's great.
And then there's a certain plan that if you have a young dog, you can get them fixed with it too.
Okay.
And blood work's included and all that. So
call us,
check it out. We'd love to hear from you.
All right, where are you located?
4220 North Davis, across from Bailey's Farmers Market. Got a big copper top roof, Olive Branch Pet Hospital. We'd love to see you. And
okay.
Hey, you mentioned you heard the show. We'll give you a discount.
Hey, we love that. Thank you so much. Sit, Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark.